pasture, Croaker dismounted and handed his horse over. He followed her as she followed the prince. The crows did a good job scouting, he admitted. Grudgingly, she was pulling it off without a hitch. In ladies' quarters, he discovered why he could be called Ram, why no one knew him. He encountered a mirror. He did not see himself in it. He saw a big, dirty Shadar with hair enough for a gorilla. She had laid a glamour on him. The men Catcher asked for were low-caste, skin-and-bone, nervous little creatures unable to meet her eye. As he introduced himself, each added words in cant that Croaker did not recognize. The honorifics were puzzling enough. Daughter of Night? What did that mean? Too much was happening, and he had no way of knowing what, nor any control. Catcher told those men, "I want you to watch the wizard smoke. At least two of you should be within sight of him all the time. I especially want to know if he goes near the Street of the Dead Lamps. If he enters it, stop him. By whatever means necessary, though I'd rather he didn't make an early entrance into paradise." The men all plucked at bits of colored cloth peeking from their loincloths. One said,
"As you will, so it shall be, mistress."
"Of course. Get on with it. Find him. Stick tight. He's dangerous to us." The men hurried out, obviously eager to be away from her.
"They're terrified of you,"
Croaker observed. His voice came back when he was alone with her. "Naturally, they think I'm the daughter of their goddess. Why don't you get cleaned up? I can smell you from here. I'll have them bring you new clothes." The bath and clothes were the only good things that happened that day. Chapter 48.
I did not get the sleep I needed. The dreams were bad. I wandered the caverns under the earth, awash in the stench of decay. The caverns were no longer cold. The old men were rotting. They were still alive, but decaying. When I passed through their line of sight, I felt their appeal, their blame. I really tried, but I could get no nearer whatever my destination was supposed to be. The thing trying to recruit me was getting impatient. Narayan wakened me.
"I'm sorry, mistress. It's important."
He looked like he had seen a ghost. I sat up and started vomiting. Narayan sighed. His friends moved to mask me from the men. He looked worried. He feared his investment was going to come up short. I was going to die on him. I was not worried about that. More the opposite, that I would not die and never escape the misery. What was wrong with me? This was getting old, every morning sick, and not that great the rest of the day. I didn't have time to be sick. I had work to do. I had worlds to conquer. "Help me up, Ram. Did I mess myself?"
"No, mistress."
"Thank the goddess for small favors. What is it, Narayan?"
"Better you see for yourself. Come, mistress, please."
Ram had brought horses. I collected myself, let him help me mount. We headed for the hills. As we left camp, I saw Blade and Swan and Mather with their heads together, exercised about something. Narayan did not ride, but he could lope along when he wanted. He was right. Seeing was better than hearing. I might not have believed a verbal report. The plain had flooded. At the north and south ends, water roared out of the hills. The aqueducts had gone mad. I said, "Now we know where those work parties headed. They must have diverted."